outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
On the drive to work, you tuned to a wacky, zany morning show and heard them say something distasteful. You can't believe your ears. You were just shocked by a shock jock.
Isn't that what a shock jock does?
Now, you're gonna do something about it.
Get that monster fired! Yeah.
So the next time you see a guy protesting your favorite morning show because it messed with his PC sensibilities, exercise your First Amendment rights and give a single finger salute to Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio, a real American hero.
Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
You know, there is this thing called a tuner, and it actually lets you change the radio station. Isn't that incredible?
And now it's time for the best morning show on radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Sherry in the Morning. To join the show, dial 323-203-0815 and get in on the fun. And now, here's your morning show hosts, Sam and Sherry.
Good morning, and God damn it, we're back.
Ye fucking haw.
Welcome to Monday, November 16th, a historic day. We're back on the air live.
I feel like it's New Year's.
It does feel like it,
no,
huh?
No, seriously, when I was driving here, I was like, oh my God, it's like a fresh new year. Like, you know, you had Christmas vacation and all these things.
I know.
Coming back to a fresh start, and I was like, it's just another
day. It's been almost 3 weeks, you know?
I know.
It's really weird, huh?
I don't know what I've done with myself. I realize that you've saved my life. I've had nothing to do.
You mean with the show? Okay, cool.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Duh. I am a little slow this morning.
It's not like you say these like great wisdom enlightened things that would save my life. It's just giving me somewhere to go in the morning.
I see. Okay.
Hi, Sam.
And let you run off at the mouth.
It's good to see you.
You too.
Thank
Welcome
you.
Back.
Thank you.
And I know you've had a lot of fun in New York and stuff. We'll hear all about it, I'm sure.
Sure, we will.
But you're back in one piece, and that's important.
I am. Better than one piece.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Two pieces now?
Well, after eating probably three in New York.
Oh, I thought you brought an appendage with you back from back there.
Well, it was kind of big. Well, I probably did kind of bring an attachment back with me, but we won't talk about that just yet.
Oh, okay. We'll get to it,
yeah,
right?
Maybe.
Yeah. So how are you feeling?
Awesome.
Yeah?
Yes.
Life is good?
Life's great. As always, even the elevator people, well, that sounds like they're crazy people. The elevator people, they looked at me. I'm like, hi! I'm going to scare everybody in this building. He was like, good weekend? I'm like, good every day.
Yeah.
And he was like, so every day is a weekend? I'm like, no, it's just great. And he was like, okay.
Which brings up the first thing about my trip, and that is that Israelis do not know how to fucking... Oh, okay. They do not know how to smile very well. Let alone say, I have a great day, you know?
What do you mean they don't know how to smile?
They don't. It's like they call our smiles phony. Americans, yeah. You know, because you'll talk to them and you know, Americans always smiling and greeting you and stuff, and it's like, oh, that's phony. Well, you know what? It's phony for people that don't fucking do it, you know? I mean, what's wrong with smiling to people, you know? But, and you know, I'm used to it, so when I go there and the security guard is there or whatever, every mall you go to, every big place you go to, there's like security you got to go through with a car. They open your trunk up and everything, make sure there's no weapons.
What do you mean, like wherever you go?
Like if you went
to a
mall or something. Yeah, even to the store. Well, you don't drive in with your car, but everywhere you drive in with your car, like parking lots and stuff like that, right?
Wow.
And also when you walk into stores and that, they'll check your purses and things like that as well.
Well, I guess I mean with everything that goes on there, like they have to have some sort of safety measures. Right?
Yeah, they do. But you know, so you'll drive up to him and smile to him, and he just like looks at you like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
That's the look I get every day here. You know, but it's funny because you're saying like everyone in America smiles, whereas people outside would be like, Americans are so rude, they don't smile.
I know, you know what I mean? Yeah. I just mean in general, you know,
general. So we would smile at people and they'd just look at you like you were crazy.
Yeah.
They're like, what does he want?
Yeah. And especially, you know, since I'm Israeli, I mean, I don't come across as a tourist or anything, you know.
Right.
So they really think I'm like, you know, off my rocker or something.
So it's big difference than here.
It is. There's a lot of things that are different. And I think that's why, like, the second or third day I was there, I was, like, going out of my mind, posting all kinds of shit on Facebook and stuff about baboons and zoos and things like that, because that's how it felt to me.
Yeah.
But then I realized also, you know, that for me, it's sort of, like, hard to change cultures, like, right away, you know? It's like you sort of, like, have to ease into it.
Definitely. I mean, it is culture shock. You go from one thing to the next, and you're thrown into it for a couple of weeks, too.
Easily.
But you also said, even before you went away, you were just like, everyone just pushes and it's a madhouse and all these things.
That's
so you were already like,
but until you get there and you really feel what it's like.
Yeah. Well, people say that about New York.
Yeah,
you know,
I guess
like,
they
you
do.
You know, and pushing and shoving and all that. I don't know. I looked at your pictures and I was just like, wow. I was really disappointed though.
Why?
Because it wasn't filled with sands and pyramids.
Oh, okay.
And robes and I just
wrong
like,
country.
Okay, but I'm so confused.
I thought you would have done some research by
now.
Well,
I have in the Bible. No. Doesn't Israel, like, I mean, the whole, okay, no, I'm not going to sound like an idiot. Forget it. Okay.
All right.
No, but your pictures look beautiful.
Thank you. And I realized I hadn't really taken enough, you know, but it's just, you know, I don't know. I mean, I get involved in something. I don't really think about the pictures.
Right,
and
right.
And what was funny this time is that I'm taking the pictures for people on Facebook.
You know what? I totally thought that when I was looking at them. I'm like, does he really care about this or is this for us? But what about, well, first let's start like London. Okay.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like you were thrilled with London either. I was like, this man should not go on vacation.
No, well, one thing about London is this, is if you go, you need a few days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to try and catch everything in one day is impossible.
Yeah.
And you only really, you know, I took like a tour of the city
on the
double-decker bus.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun, you know, it was a lot of fun and we got to see everything in that. But, you know, going like to Stonehenge and stuff and museums and all that, you know. And another thing is it's really expensive for us there now, you know.
Yep.
It's like £1 is $1.80. So I wanted to go to the wax museum there, right? And because it's like one of the best in the world. So I'm going there. First of all, the lines are like from here to eternity, you know. And I'm like going, I don't really have the time, but you know what? I really want to go. So then I'm looking there and it's like £25, which is like $50.
Crazy.
You know, to get into a friggin' museum, you know.
Well, yeah, the one here in Hollywood's pretty pricey, too.
Is it really?
Oh, it's like 30, something like that.
No, it can't be.
No, Matt, because I was going to go with my friend Becky when we were just like, okay, never mind.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty pricey.
I don't remember it that way because I took my son there maybe a year or 2 years ago.
No, the brand new one, Madame Tussauds.
Oh, they opened a new one?
Oh, yeah, it's right in Hollywood Highland.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's not a new one. That's the one that's been
No, not the Wax Museum that's down on Hollywood Boulevard. There's isn't that like Ripley's or whatever?
But across the street, there's also a wax museum.
This one is seriously, it's a new one. Maybe they
it's
just changed
locations.
It's
a brand
new one. Brand
really?
New.
Then
it's right
I gotta
next
go.
To the Chinese theater. It's
oh,
like
really?
Attached to it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's
well,
like,
I'm really excited then.
Well, good. At least you don't have to go out of the country to be miserable.
Yeah. Yeah, $30 is a lot
it was
of money.
Something, it was something up there, yeah. So did you end up going? Sorry, back to London.
No, so I didn't go to... Yeah, I went to... and I got something to eat instead. I was eating a lot.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to talk about food.
But in London, there's not really much to eat. You know what I mean? It's really bland and stuff, you know?
I don't like
and
British food.
No?
Except, like, the chips.
Yeah.
Like,
the
with
chips.
The vinegar
without
and stuff.
The fish.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I know, I remember that one.
Yeah, it was really good. Oh, you remember something.
Yeah, you see, I remember some things.
Your pictures, but swear, like your pictures of London were awesome. I was like, oh my God, I want to go back there.
I know. But you know what? I got to tell you, going on a trip alone is not the best idea in the world. You know?
Well, it is for the person who didn't go with you that had to hear you bitch the whole time.
That's true.
So you saved them.
But maybe I wouldn't have bitched a lot. I don't know. But no, you know, I mean, obviously I was not really going on vacation.
Right.
I went to visit my parents and stuff. So I stopped over in London for a couple of days. And yeah, so I was alone, you know, and it's not the same, you know. I mean, everybody there is with friends, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. family and stuff that they visit. And there you are just alone,
yeah,
you know, like a schmuck.
I don't know. I kind of enjoy my own company.
No, I do too. I really do, you know. But you go to a place like that, and it's like you want to share it with someone.
No,
you know?
You're right.
You
want
to be
right.
able to talk to someone.
Well, you shared it with us on Facebook. Thank you.
I did some of it, yeah.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, it's like one thing that strikes me is I went to Piccadilly Circus, mm-hmm. right? And there's like a lot of people there and mm-hmm. shit. So I'm like looking for something to eat, you know. And when I'm alone, and I told you this before, it's like I feel kind of weird to go into a fancy restaurant mm-hmm. by myself. Mm-hmm. It's just not... You know, so you look for the fast food, and there wasn't that much of it. So then I'm like looking around, and there's huge lines at KFC, right?
Oh, no, you didn't.
And I'm going like, what the hell, you know? Because, as you know, here in this country, nobody gives a shit about KFC
right.
anymore.
Yeah.
It's like disgusting, you know? You never see anybody going
right,
there.
Right, exactly.
And there,
the one fast food place without a line.
Yeah, you know, and there it's like a fucking delicacy, you know. People standing in line. There's no
Colonel
one.
Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
Like a biscuit and some corn on the cob.
There you go, you know. And you go, well, that didn't sound like a British
accent. At all. I know. I was like, please don't notice that.
That sounded like a cowboy.
No, it didn't. Okay, are you drunk? A cowboy. Oh, some corn on the cob. Yeehaw.
So okay, people right. lining up at fucking KFC, and I thought, you know what? Maybe here it's better, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll try it.
Oh, no,
disgusting. And, you know, there they don't clean up, they don't pick up after themselves, you know, when they eat at a fast food place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all like there was no place to sit anyway. I mean,
yeah.
it was just crowded. And you have people sitting on top of each other. So finally, I found like this little corner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got to remember, in Europe and in Israel, it's like almost the rest of the world. Everything is so small
mm-hmm.
and tiny.
Yeah.
You know, you go into the toilets or the restrooms. You know, mm-hmm. here I'm still talking
toilets,
like
I
Europeans.
Know. European in the toilet.
Yeah. You also got to remember to not ask for a Diet Coke, but a Cola Light.
Yes,
yeah,
there's lots of differences
there. And it tastes like shit, too.
Okay, can I just ask you one question before we continue? Can you tell me one thing that you did like?
No, I liked a lot about
it.
I really
good,
did.
Good.
I really did, you know. It's just like I said, I was out of my comfort zone,
yeah.
you know. And that was the first place I landed. So.
No, it totally is hard, like, to change it up. Like, I mean, I guess if you grow up in those countries, you're just used to a certain way of life. And
right,
so it doesn't seem,
right.
like, strange or awkward or there's so many people here, you know.
Yeah, but I've gotten so spoiled here. I've
mm-hmm.
got to tell you. I mean, okay, I got to make this statement, okay? This is the best country in the world, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's going to tell me any differently.
I'm not going to argue with you because then suddenly I'm going to have, like, death threats
no.
against me.
I mean, I've gotten so spoiled here.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
Well, you're spoiled even more than the average person because when I talk about, like, oh, going camping or whatever, you're like, no, 5-star hotel. Like, so you're beyond
that's
like,
true.
The average.
That's true.
So I can only imagine you in those countries. Like, I saw some of those pictures. I was like, oh, he was miserable. He was miserable because you are a spoiled Jew.
No, but for the record, I was having a great time.
Yeah.
I was having a great time. I was just, look, I complain. That's what I do, you know?
No.
But no. One thing I noticed that's amazing about the underground, you know, their subway there,
mm-hmm.
people are like so polite. It's like amazing,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
It's like you go down the escalators and everybody stands up
to the
right.
Right
so people can go down.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I was like amazed. I mean, they're like soldiers, you know, all lined up, you know, polite and
right.
everything.
And then what about when they go, mind the gap?
Yeah,
mind the gap.
Yeah, mind everything
yeah.
there.
When I was in New York, I almost fell into the tracks. There was like this huge gap between like there, and I'm like, what happened to mind the gap around this fuck place? Like my ass was almost on the ground. But yeah, no, in London, why do you think I got yelled at in London? Because I'm like this loud American and they're all like very polite and very, you know, no one says anything. And I'm like, ah, ah, ah. And they're like, your voice is so annoying. Shut the fuck up. They're super polite there.
They are. But then when you try to get into the subway itself, people will push you like there's no tomorrow because there's not enough time to get in and out. You know, it was like during rush hour and stuff. So this thing is just like packed with people, you know. And it's, again, it's weird. You know, I mean, for New Yorkers, it's not. But for us, it is. Because you normally here, you're not in that kind of a proximity with people.
Right.
You know, you
exactly.
don't get that close where they rub against you and shit. And you can smell the body odors.
Oh my God, you sound like a typical New Yorker right now. Like everyone that's like, ugh, at least you don't have to deal with like stinky people in the morning that just had like onion bagels and they smell like garlic and they're sweating on you and they're this and they're that. And I'm just like, yeah. And then again, it's crowded and you have to stand. I'm like, yeah, but we sit in traffic. Like there's, you know what I mean? Like we sit for hours, like in rush hour traffic while they're standing on trains. So it's all relative.
That's true.
You know what
that's
I mean?
True. Like, but I got to tell you, I mean, the traffic is bad in every major city you go to. It's just horrendous.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't think ours is the worst still? I do.
No, I don't think so. No, yeah, you got to go out there and see what the hell's going on because we have it made. We really do, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, even now, that's why I need to go on vacation sometimes, you know, because it puts everything in perspective for me back home.
Yeah. But you should definitely not be in the travel industry or tourism. Everyone not leave America. Just go to Las Vegas where all the countries are right there and like five-star hotels. Yeah.
No, I love Europe. I just don't know that I'm willing to deal with the inconvenience. I mean,
even the flight you're having issues with. I'm like, does he enjoy anything? And I promise myself, I'm like, I'm not going to give him a hard time. I'm going to let him vent and do his things in the moment you started today. You're like, let me tell you something. But let's go back. What about your parents? How was that to see your family?
It was very nice. It was indeed very nice. Mm-hmm. My mom is very sick, though,
okay,
you know,
sorry.
So that's not easy.
Yeah.
And she
was she happy to see you, though?
She hurt her back, you know, and she can barely move and stuff. And it's just frustrating because they're not making any progress there with her. And they have great medicine there. They really do. But I don't know. But it was great being with them and
was
stuff.
Was she happy
and
to see
you? Oh, yeah. I mean, come on, you know. I just
come
can't
on,
deal,
who wouldn't be?
I can't deal with the crying, though.
Oh, jeez. Is
Bob,
your mom like
don't
in
cry,
all this
okay?
pain? Please don't cry. It's making me uncomfortable. All about Sam.
You see, you got it.
Forget that. She's like, wow. Mom, can you please stop being in pain? Can you please stop being miserable? You're making me uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly. Stop being sick.
It's affecting me.
Yeah. But no, I mean, the emotional crying when she sees me and everything.
Oh.
You know, my mom's very emotional.
Yeah. Like,
as most moms are, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know? And she hasn't seen me in a couple of years and stuff. But
So it was nice to get back there.
No, it really was.
Yeah.
You know? And we'll have a lot more stories. And
you
stuff.
Had a lot of coffee.
Like, a lot of coffee, too. That's one thing is that I didn't have internet at home because my parents don't use computers, right? So I'm like riding on the neighbor's Wi-Fi and stuff, right? And half the time it's not working and I get pissed. Don't choke on me.
Because I could just see you going, fuck this country, I hate this place.
I know, goddamn neighbors, you know, they can't even provide good Wi-Fi.
They're not even letting me steal the Wi-Fi.
So finally, Samuel. I think they picked up on it, you know, because when I work, I do a lot of, like, downloading, uploading and stuff.
Yeah.
And it probably, like, slowed down their connection to a crawl.
But fuck them for not having
yeah,
good
exactly.
enough for you.
So the last couple of days, they put security on there.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Damn American. And they're probably like bitching about you now in Americans.
So I ended up spending a lot of time at places like Starbucks and stuff.
Yeah.
And they have,
do they have Starbucks there?
They used to, but it didn't make it, believe it or not. You know, who did make it is Coffee Bean.
Oh, really?
But they have their own local places like Aroma and Our Cafe stuff, which is like, yeah, I mean, they're like everywhere. And you get free Wi-Fi everywhere you go and stuff as well. So
instead of like, so coffee, like instead of like Danishes and muffins, do they give you like matzo balls and gefilte fish?
Let's just fucking stereotype right away, right?
Duh.
We've got a phone call. Let's see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
What are you wearing?
They were not calling a radio station.
You know, it'd be really fun to get a call like that one time. Someone just breathing.
So, you know, in a way, it's it's kind of like more than we have here, because at Starbucks you still have to pay here for wireless internet,
you do.
Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Which you would think with all the money that you spend at Starbucks, that they would provide you with that.
There you go.
I'm like, hello, I pay your rent here every month.
I know. You own some stock there for sure.
Well, speaking of coffee, though, the last day of our show, Wednesday, was the last day that I had coffee.
Really?
Yes. I just went 2 weeks and 5 days without coffee.
How can you
do
that?
This is my first one back.
Really?
Yes.
and you called me a creature of habit, right?
And I am holding down my leg so I don't jump out of my seat. No, it's actually my addictions and stuff are all about routine, not about like the actual substance itself.
Right.
And I'm used to just stopping at Starbucks and then coming to work. And then Thursday morning when I woke up, there was no driving anywhere. It was just like, oh, I don't need coffee. And then I just continued that every day because I wasn't coming to the show. And I started drinking tea, which I've never done. Like now I'm like this chai tea, green tea addict. And so then today when I was like, I'm so excited to go to the show. And I was like, well, I'm really just excited to go get coffee. And the Starbucks girl was like, I haven't seen you in a while. I was like, I know. And I was like, I give up coffee for 3 weeks. She's like, and you're starting with 4 shots. I'm like, just getting straight down to business.
4 shots. Yeah, that's a lot of freaking coffee, man.
Well, when I realized that 4 shots was not doing anything after a while, I was like, okay, you need to slow down, Sherry. Because I didn't want to start doing 5 shots every day or like injecting myself with heroin. So I figured I would take a break.
I see. So, okay.
But now I'm back and
ready. So, I mean, do you feel any difference in your body? Like, I mean, do you feel like it was better when you didn't drink coffee?
No.
No?
No, because I think I just do one a day. I mean, even though it's 4 shots, it's not like I'm drinking coffee all day long. Like, it just kind of just gets me through the morning and like, alert. But I'm alert kind of in the morning anyway.
Yeah.
I didn't really notice much. I mean, maybe... No, nothing. I mean, I felt with the tea, though, like when I would drink the tea, like that made me feel really relaxed.
Really?
Yeah. I always just wanted to light incense and candles always. And I felt all hippie-ish all the time. I'm like, I'm having green tea. I mean, I was like in the middle of like Columbus Circle in New York, like, I'll have a green tea. I'm like, shut up, Sherry. I don't know, but it was just like mentally, I think, that made me feel different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're so lucky you went to New York. You know, I mean, I definitely want to hear all about it and stuff, you know.
Sam, if you went to New York, you would hate it and bitch about it, too.
No, I would not.
Yes, shut up. You're like in places that I would so love to go that I would have been like blown away by.
I was blown away. Okay. I was blown away. I mean, don't take that away from me.
Yeah, well, we'll get to my stories. We have...
We do have an author coming up in a few minutes, but... So, I mean, there was... What else did I want to say about London? I can't remember, but it was... there was like a lot of things that I noticed, you know, about the people and stuff. I mean, that's the first thing you notice, you know?
Yeah. And, no one really talks. Like, did you notice? Like, I mean, I thought like when I was there, like on the trains and stuff in the underground, not that they do in New York, but people are just a lot quieter. They don't, like, talk as much as Americans do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's true. But, you know, one thing that occurred to me, and, you know, I'm a smoker and stuff, right? I was walking down on Oxford Street there.
Lovely.
And, and all you could smell is really strong cigarette smoke. And everywhere you go, and I thought, I can't even fucking breathe. What do the people that don't smoke say?
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh. And then you talked about the airport being like locked in that room, and you said it's almost enough for a smoker to quit.
Yeah.
Like when you constantly, when it's around you, you realize how disgusting
it
is.
Yeah, it really is, you know? And, but it's like, how does the whole street get filled with smoke, you know? We're to the point where it really bothered me, you know? And I thought, wow.
Yeah.
You know?
What is that? Are there more smokers
cigarette
there?
Smoke.
I mean,
I'm sure there's more smokers there, but...
But I mean, are the cigarettes different?
I don't know.
You didn't buy any while you were
there? I just think there's a lot of people that obviously smoke there, and it just fills the air, and the air was maybe just still, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't going anywhere.
It's very scientific.
So, yeah. But...
I was waiting for some like...
The hell with that.
Some big answer. Like, I don't know. Just a lot of smokers. Do you know how much a pack of cigarettes is in New York?
What, like $10?
$11.
$11?
$11. Okay, first of all, I'm not a smoker. I smoke when I drink. And so I was in a bar. I was like, I need cigarettes. And so I sent my friend John. I was like, can you go get cigarettes? Here's a 20. He comes back and he like hands me like $5. So I'm like, did you go and buy a cocktail on your way out? And he was like, the cigarettes are $11. I'm like, what? I'm like, seriously, they better be gold inside of these.
Yeah, there you go.
It's insane.
They better give you an orgasm or something.
No. I'm going to stick them inside my vagina. I better get something pleasurable out of this.
Yeah, I could tell you couldn't wait to see that, could you?
Shut up. I was just thinking what's pleasurable, but having a smoky vagina is probably not so much.
But that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
I mean, we pay
honestly,
like, what, six something here.
Which is even, I think, a lot of money. But
it is.
I thought I could never be a smoker in New York. Like $11 for one
that's
pack.
That's a lot of fucking money.
That's insane. Like, are you... It, when you're spending that kind of money, you got to realize you have a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true. You
like,
really
you are
do.
Spending so much money to kill yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, $6 is a lot too, but
it's still
crazy.
A lot, yeah. Thanks for reminding me.
No problem, Sam. Just keep killing yourself slowly. Slowly. Nice slow death.
Yeah. But really, I mean, you know, when you go outside the country, granted, you know, now they don't let you smoke indoors virtually anywhere. Mm-hmm. But the amount of people smoking on the streets and stuff is just mind-boggling.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's cool in London. I don't know. Like, I just, maybe because they have accents when they smoke. Or like in Italy too, like in Rome. Like my friend was just in Rome, and she just saw these pictures, and you just have these gods with their cigarettes and stuff. Oh my God! I just have to say this. We're gonna get to my stories about New York, but I just have little quips or whatever you call them.
Yeah.
I want to know, when New York cops and firefighters go through the academy, do they need to give in their headshots? Because they are the hottest fucking men on this
really?
Planet. Like, seriously?
Yeah.
It's not like when I'm in LA and you see a firefighter or a cop. Yes, men in uniform are hot, but just in general. But the New Yorkers, like, mm-hmm. seriously, my neck almost broke off every time. I was, like, gawking at them. I'm, like, with my friend John, I'm, like, sorry to be disrespectful, but he's fucking hot.
Yeah. Like, what is it with women in uniform, though? I mean, that's funny.
The handcuffs.
Yeah. Well, firemen don't have them, okay?
Yeah, but they can just, like, you know, they can pick you up. And, yeah. I don't know. Throw you over their shoulder.
Maybe you know, it's that authority thing.
Yeah,
you know?
It is. And it's like, it's just, it's a very male, like, it's very dominant, like, type thing. Like, they're just in charge.
Right.
I think. I don't know. But the men in New York are just beyond beautiful.
Really?
Like, yeah. You're really lucky I'm here right now.
I guess I am. Why is that?
I didn't want to leave.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but we'll get into
You want to tell
that.
Me there's not as many handsome men here in this town?
Every man
where everybody's
here,
an actor and a model?
No, and they look the same. Like, they have no personality. Like, I forgot. Like, it's been a while since I've been there. And you just forget, like, how different. Like, everyone here, like, every guy looks exactly the same. Same haircuts, same clothes. They shop at the same stores. They all look like that douchey, I've got my faux hawk and I'm wearing them, blah, blah, blah. And there's definitely good-looking guys. But in New York, it's just so... Everyone's so versatile, and I don't know. I've always been an East Coast girl, though, so...
Yeah, I guess you have.
And I got to wear my giant hula hoop earrings and not, like, stand out or anything like that. It was pretty awesome.
I guess it was, huh? what was I going to ask you? Oh, the... I forgot.
Okay.
I forgot.
Okay.
Yeah. No, because as you were saying this, I'm thinking, but I'm getting distracted here. So we might as well call our author now.
Okay.
And get that interview.
Who is our author, Sam?
Our author is Neil Strauss, okay? And he wrote a book called Rules of the Game. And before that, he wrote a book called The Game, which was about picking up women. And
which that, like, TV show is based off of on VH1.
Oh, really?
The pickup artist, yeah.
Oh.
It was, like, based off of his book, a reality show and stuff, with all these, like, tool guys that were, like, getting makeovers and everything like that on the show, like, trying to land women and stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So is that part of the deal, you think, getting makeovers and shit?
I mean, just making over their whole personality from, like, looks to, like, their careers to, you know, just playing the game, I guess, and stuff, and, you know... Which is what I don't agree with, is I got to play a game to, like, land a girl.
Yeah. Well, you do, you know. Maybe he'll tell us all about it. But, you know, one neat thing. You know what? I'll tell you afterwards. I don't want to keep him waiting. So let's call him.
Sure.
We're going to call Neil Strauss. And the book is, Rules of the Game. And we're going to learn about... Yeah, you're right. There's a VH1 thing. You're right.
I was lying to you.
Yeah. So much for me reading this, right? Doing the research.
Good work.
Yeah.
Don't brag about that. Hi, I know nothing about you.
I don't even hear this ringing. What's going on here? Okay. That's live radio for you.
I'll just do the sound effects for you.
Well, you really lost it in New York, really.
I'm happier than I've ever been.
Yeah?
I found my soulmate.
Really?
New York.
Oh, New York. Okay. Yeah, that's right. I read that. Somewhere.
Somewhere. Where else would you read it? Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook for you.
Are we really not dialing?
No, it's not dialing. Let me try this again and see if it works. Yeah.
Well, I would talk to you, but you won't be good conversation. Because
yeah,
you
I know when I get distracted.
I know.
Can't do two things at once. So.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
That sounded nothing like my ring.
Yeah. No, it didn't sound like that at all. Phones don't ring like that anymore.
At least I didn't do
rotary. We call Neil Strauss, and it appears he's in L.A. Based on the phone number.
At least maybe. I didn't do the rotary.
Yeah. Maybe he's still tied up on the previous interview. Neil?
All right.
Hello, Neil.
Hello.
Okay, we'll try in a couple minutes.
At least I didn't try the rotary ring.
Yeah. I know. Remember that one?
Those phone calls took forever.
Yeah.
I was just like, thank God you didn't have to call like when you had to call 911 for an emergency. I was like, nine.
I know. We've gotten so spoiled, you know.
Completely spoiled. I was thinking about that when I forgot my phone the other day and I started driving. I'm like, I had to turn all the way around and go back. And I'm like, what happened before? Like when we had to like wait to like call somebody when you got home or like to hear a message. Like, what did we do then? We had to like go home and listen to our answering machine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like so spoiled.
I know. We really are, you know. Let's try and call him again real quick because I feel bad. And I really wanted to speak to him because this book is like awesome, you know. And it talks about a lot of interesting things. One point that he made is really cool that I want to bring up in a couple minutes. It's like something you never or I never thought about.
Being happy?
That he mentioned in the book. That's a good one. I'll have to give that one to you.
Well, thank you. 2 points for Sherry.
You are going to share today, right?
Yeah.
You sharing with Sherry today?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Why the hell is this phone not ringing, man? I don't know what the hell's going on. Okay, well, keep trying. And, you know, this makes for great radio. Right?
I know. Everyone's like, turn the radios off, coffee break.
No, he'll answer now. I'm going to manifest it.
Thank you.
All right. Again, for those of you just joining us, we're trying to reach Neil Strauss, who wrote the book Rules of the Game, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen today.
Maybe he heard that you didn't do any background work.
You know what the interesting thing is that we had an interview with him before on another book, and he wasn't available that time, and he ended up calling in like 3 hours later because...
Who's making a schedule?
No, because of the Pacific and Eastern time and stuff.
Okay.
He got confused, so he called into TJ's show when TJ used to be on at 12.
He's like, I'm here to talk.
Yeah.
She's like, we're talking politics.
I know. So we're not getting this author today, I guess.
Or maybe he'll call back. Maybe he's in the bathroom.
I doubt it. If you were promoting a book, you would not do
well,
that.
Well, I'm in the bathroom calls. I called. Yeah,
that's true. Huh?
Right? Can't control that.
Yeah. So you found your soulmate in New York.
Yes. Well, first
you decided you really belong in New York.
I always think that, though. But, yeah.
Now, you grew up there, right?
Well, I grew up in Miami.
Right.
But my family's from New York.
Right.
So I spent all my summers there.
I
see. And so your summers, like, outside of school are like...
Did you ever live in New York for any significant time?
Yeah, after college.
After college.
Yeah, I lived there for about 4 years.
I see, okay.
And then I moved out here.
All right.
But honestly, like, I consider my summers was like 3 months out of the year and then Christmas break. So when you're in school, like... And your summers are like your significant like love years, your formative years, like growing up, you know what I mean? It's when you're discovering everything. And like that's what New York was to me. And it was always exciting. And I haven't been back in 5 years. And I just got on the airplane and heart started racing the whole nine yards. And as soon as like it's where my grandparents were and they're both passed away. And as soon as I landed there, like their whole entire presence like just came over me. And it was so cheesy. I was like in the...
Oh, God.
Did you just say, oh, God? Sorry, Grandma and Grandpa.
Yeah, he said that, not me.
No, it just over, like, I smelled them.
Yeah.
It was just very strange, and, like, my eyes got all watery. It's because every time I would land, and I also haven't flown into JFK in a long time. I would always fly into LaGuardia, like, for many years now when I would go back. But I flew into JFK, which is where they used to pick me up, and I haven't been there since I was little.
Yeah.
And so when I got there, it just felt like I was a young girl again, and I just got all excited.
Wow.
It just is. I was trying to think of, like, what it is. Like, I don't know. I say it all the time, but the moment you step on those streets, like, everybody, like, there is just this magic in the air and this vibration, and like everything about it was perfect. I mean, the weather wasn't as cool as I wanted it to be because I didn't get to wear all of my sweaters and my cute hats.
Yeah.
I only got to do it like two of the days. But I have to say, like, I got treated first. My friend John, who came out here, like, hosted me.
Right.
And seriously, I was treated like a princess like I've never been
really?
Before.
Really?
Like,
I figured you would be. I mean, this guy's like head over heels over you. We know that. It's not a secret.
Yes, yeah. I understand that. But I don't know. You just told me a while. I don't know. I'm not going to get all googie, goggy. But it was, I had an incredible time there. Like, it was honestly one of my best vacations I've ever had.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that should, like, make him feel good.
Yeah. And
right?
I told him that. Like, yeah. Like, I mean, every moment was perfect. Perfect. I mean, and then I got to also see, like, old friends, like, that, you know, I used to work with, like, 10 years ago when I lived there. Mm-hmm. We had, like, a party, so I was able to do that. I met Tommy.
You met Tommy.
Yeah, he took me
Tommy
out.
Bahama.
Tommy Bahama, our regular caller. He took me out for sushi dinner. We met in Times Square.
Ah.
And we went to Ruby Foods, which is...
So what was it like to meet him? I mean, was it what you expected?
Well, we've been talking, like, ever since he called in, like, we email all the time. And you know Tommy, he's like a nonstop writer.
Right.
Like, he writes novels, so I've learned so much about him. Like, before, so even when I met him, I already felt like I already knew him. And then I told you that we ended up finding out that we have mutual friends. Actually, one of my friends in New York that I was visiting is friends with him. They grew up together.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So I already felt like, already like a comfort level of meeting him and stuff. And
right.
It was just actually seeing someone in person that you kind of already knew.
Yeah,
you know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah.
So we just like met and we hugged and I was like, hey, what's up? And he took me, so we had this great sushi dinner and then he took me to go see Jersey Boys, which I haven't been, you know, on Broadway in like 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you know what Jersey Boys is about, but it's about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Right.
Which I knew their songs, but I didn't know it was all by them. So it was just so fun because they also sing Sherry.
That's right.
Which I didn't realize.
Sherry.
Well, I mean, a little better than that.
Yeah. It's just so hard to put Frankie Valli with that voice, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, no, completely. And yeah. I didn't know their whole story. And so when this guy comes out, and the guy was incredible. Comes out with this voice, I'm like, what in God's name is that? And he was so well cast. Like,
yeah.
It was amazing. And so then that song came out, and I just felt like it was my show. I wanted to stand up and be like, yes, everybody, that's for me.
Why am I not surprised?
Why am I not surprised? I was like, the little, like, freaking attention whore ham in me, like, came out, and I was like, this is my show.
Yeah.
This is exactly where I'm supposed to be.
The camera is on me, and...
I just wanted the spotlight to be on me. They're singing that song. I'm like, that's my name. That's my name. No, but my grandpa used to sing that to me, too.
Yeah.
So it was really nice to have that. And then when we were leaving the theater, we were going to meet. So I was staying with John. So we were all meeting. So then go have some drinks. We were standing on the corner crossing the street. And one of the restaurant bars was blasting Sherry from there.
Really?
So him and I looked at each other. And I'm like, this really is my day.
It is.
it was
your soulmate. Then.
I really felt like it was just everything about that friggin' vacation was awesome. And I kept thinking, the only thing that makes me want to come back to LA is this right here.
Really?
I was just like, why can't we have like New York talk radio? Can you have like a studio out there?
Yeah, we
there?
Can.
Stuff. Like, this is the longest I've ever lived somewhere besides like Miami growing up. I've been here like almost 11 years now. Well, this summer, so 10 and a half years. And I always move around every few years. So this is the longest I've been put in. Just going back there, I'm like, oh, maybe it's time to move.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
But LA is always still going to be home. So.
Really?
Yeah.
You feel that way?
Yes, but I also feel New York is too. Like,
yeah.
I need to have my place there and my place here.
Okay, bi-coastal.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Central Park was amazing. Central Park was like, there was leaves everywhere. Like, I was playing in them and having fun in them.
I saw,
like,
the pictures.
Yeah. Like, the only loser that sticks her tongue out when she's throwing leaves up in the air like it's snowflakes.
Yeah.
Trying to catch leaves on my tongue.
I know there was a lot of pictures with tongue out. I didn't get that
Wait,
at all.
Really? What?
Yeah,
There was two pictures,
like,
Sam.
There must have been 10 with you sticking out.
I'm gonna go through my pictures. There was not.
I'm telling you, it was like a running theme there.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
And then there were a couple with John, you know, sticking out his tongue.
Okay, so
it's
maybe,
like,
there's three pictures. Well,
there's a lot of them.
Because we kept trying to take like a million pictures, and so the funny ones with the tongue were because he was trying to like try to take nice pictures of us, and so when he was holding the camera, I just kept making different faces, and then he would look at it, and I wouldn't tell him I would do it, and he would look at the picture, and he was like, Sherry! So I would think, like, okay, a new one. So I would just keep making silly faces. But the tongue one, I don't think so. I'll have to go back. And
yeah,
check
you'll
it
have
out,
to check it out.
Did you see my video?
Quite a few. No.
Oh, you should watch my video blog.
Oh,
I did a little travel series of it. It's really short, and it was
really?
So fun. Yeah, like It was silly.
Wait a minute.
Really
I did see one of your videos, but I don't remember which one it was.
Oh, well.
Is that the one where the phone rang and you had to go or something?
That was a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
No, this one is from New York.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I have, like, little segments from each, like, little area that I went to in New York.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's my little travel log.
Yeah.
I want to be a travel host, too. I decided.
Yeah, obviously.
I want to do anything that involves talking and traveling. And meeting men. Lots of them.
Lots of them.
Men are so aggressive in New York. Like,
in
I forget
way?
About that, too. Like, I don't know if it's because in L.A., like, the only time men really talk to you are, like, when you're in bars or whatever. But I guess in New York, you just run into people all the time.
Right.
But I was walking, and this guy just, like, well, many men, they talk to anybody, real. I don't want to think that I'm special, but they would just, like, catcall and talk. But this one guy decided to go on a four-block walk with me. He was just, girl, and just walking with me and everything and talking to me. And I'm not a mean person, so I was entertaining the conversation. And, like, for four blocks, and then finally I looked at him, and I was like, well, it's very kind of you to accompany me on my walk. I said, but I think I'm going to do the rest of this on my own. And he was like, girl, no. He was like, I want to take you to dinner for the rest of our lives.
Really? Well, he found his soulmate.
I started dying laughing. I'm like, that's really funny, actually, and cute. I was like, but I've got someone here that already wants to take me to dinner for the rest of his life. So you've already been beaten on that one. I said, but I appreciate that. And he was like, no, come on, girl, give me. And so he wanted to take my number. And I said, listen, I was like, LATalkRadio.com. You can find me on there if you want to hear about me more. And then after, like, I thought about that when I was walking away, I'm like, oh, shit, I say things on here. Probably not what this guy wants to hear. But then he was like, let me have a hug. And I realized so much about myself, like, how much my boundaries have changed than when I was younger and I would, you know, try to please everybody, where I would have hugged a complete stranger. And even though I'm all about hugging and loving,
yeah,
there was also that part of me that's like, Sherry, you're in the middle of New York.
Yeah.
You don't know this person from a hole in the head. So I said, you know what? I'll give you a handshake. And he was like, come on. He's like, you can't be nice.
I think you're going to say hand job. I'll give you
a
hand job.
A hug is too much, but come here. Give me your dick. This is what we do in L.A. What is wrong with you? No, a handshake.
It's like a handshake, okay.
100 times. No, and then he got all pissed off that I wouldn't give him a hug.
Wow.
And he was like,
that's kind of scary, huh?
Yeah, well, he was like, well, come on. He was like, can't give a guy a hug. He's like, how nice are you? And I was like, nice enough to talk to you for four blocks.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you're ruining my Sherry time. And I said, sir, I was like, if you don't want to give me a handshake, that's fine, but you're not getting a hug. And he was like, all right, girl, all right. So then I finally, like lose him. And then a block later, he's next to me again. And I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Wow.
And then he was like, I just want to let you know. He's like, never a prettier girl that I've seen. And I'm like, and he was African-American, which, you know, they like my body type.
Yeah, I figured you were trying to convey that with your accent there. Hey, girl.
That's not a stereotype. Well, because he's staring at my ass, and I was like, I understand. You've never seen a gadonkadonk like this. But I mean, men were just like that in general. Like, they would just talk to you and have, like, no shame in their game. Like,
yeah.
They're just all about, yeah.
They don't give a shit.
But you feel pretty there again. Like, you just walk on the street.
Desired
and
stuff.
Yeah. And just, they're just everywhere.
Yeah.
The men are
everywhere. I know, that's one thing we don't have here is
men, hot men.
Is walking on the street.
Yeah, which is really nice and fun. Like, there's just something about... And Times Square. Times Square has changed. Like, it still really is crowded, but not in the way it used to be. Like, they stopped cars from going through Times Square. They closed it off, so it's all pedestrian now.
Oh, nice.
Kind of like how, you know, any...
That's long overdue, I think.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely. Like how the promenade is, you know, 3rd Street Promenade. So all the roads, like, there's one side of Broadway or 7th, 6th Avenue, whichever it is, that only has cars going, but the other side of it, they've put, like, tables and chairs out there, and they have seats so you can watch, like, live interviews of, like, TV shows and stuff.
Yeah, how cool.
And so the street is so much further open now, so you're not standing on top of people, and, you know, you're not getting run down by cars, and so... We, like, Tommy, John, and I actually just sat in the middle of Times Square, which is so badass. Like, you just sit and you just, like, see everything around you.
Yeah.
And it was cleaner. Like, everything about, I mean, New York, and maybe it's just because I'm just so damn happy, but everything was so awesome.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Well, we're going to hear more, I'm sure, as time progresses.
Yes.
And so we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
Yeah. Because if what you do is a good feeling, you're working from your soul, and the love you give to the thing you do can only make it grow.
Okay, so we're back with New York stories.
I have another story that's beyond, that's not even New York, yeah, that I have to tell you about.
I'm sure. Okay, let's hear it.
Unless you had something else to say. You look like, oh,
no, geez. I'm ready to go home, right? No, 2 weeks is a lot to accumulate, you know?
Yeah, but you know what was funny is that when I woke up this morning, I was like, what am I going to talk about? Like, I forgot things that I did 2 weeks ago. Like, the day I left here, I got in a car accident.
You did?
The last day that we were here.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that, actually.
And I had forgotten about that. I was like, oh, yeah, am I stupid? And I got screwed over so big time.
You did?
Yes, I just found out that I got screwed over. I was trying to be a nice girl.
You got a few $100 and now it probably costs a lot more.
Yeah. Because I didn't go through insurance because I was dealing whatever for the guy. And I even tried to give the guy back some money because I left him with $3 in his account.
Oh, my God, Sherry.
I know. I know. This is how you learn your lessons and stuff. You know?
You got to remember, you're not Mother Teresa, you know?
Okay,
I don't think I'm nice.
No. The guy, they were super nice to me, too. I mean, just because someone hits you doesn't mean that they're bad people.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's not like they were still really nice people. And I think, you know what? It could have been me hitting somebody. And, you know, so I gave them the benefit of the doubt. It was an 18-wheeler.
Yeah,
that was like transporting cars, and they were making a right turn. And you know, the weird thing is, I was just talking about, I think on that show or the day before, how I never been in a car accident. Remember how I told you that God has a sense of humor?
That's
true. I know, I wasn't God at all, but I just put that out in the universe, and there it was. But okay, this is how you manifest things. This is why in life you have to be more specific with your requests in life, because I remember saying that I really needed to make more money so I can go to New York, and I need cash, and I need and have all these things to pay.
Right.
And after the whole car accident, and as we go to the bank, and I'm not thinking about anything of this, and then as he's handing me $100 bills and my hands open, that flash goes in my head of I need more money. I need more money. And there it was being handed to me. And I'm like, not through a car accident, universe. But I thought, unless you're specific about exactly what it is that or how you want it, like things do show up. Because I swear to you, that was $600 that I didn't have
that got
handed to me.
But your insurance company's still going to fix it, right?
Oh, I didn't go through insurance.
Yeah, but that's good, because now you got $500 plus they will fix your car for you.
No, but then my rates go up.
So?
I don't want my rates to go up.
Yeah, but
my rates are already high enough here in LA.
Yeah, but you're going to have to pay it out of your pocket to get it fixed.
Well, they gave me money. I mean,
right, but you spent it.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't spend it.
No, I put it aside.
Oh, wow, I'm impressed.
Me too. I purposely put it aside. I brought a certain amount of money with me, knowing that in the back of my head, if I needed, I had this little extra.
Right.
I actually took 100 out of the 6 that they gave me to go with. And I was like, that's all you're doing. And as soon as I came back and I worked, I put it right back in the car envelope.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm a little child. Good girl.
Yeah,
good girl.
Well, yeah. I thought you were going to blow it.
I'm 35. I mean, I'm not a child. But I did think about, right when the money was being handed to me, I did think, Italy. Because I was like, what's a broken bumper? But then I realized, Sherry, you just bought the car in February. I do not want to be making payments on a car still that's damaged, you know?
Yeah.
But I found out that the repairs were going to be $900.
$900.
The reason why we settled on 6 is because we actually got in a car accident in front of an auto body shop. So.
And you get a quote, right?
We got a quote. And then I said, well, let's get a quote from another place, because they quoted really low. They quoted $450. Mm-hmm. And then the other place quoted $700. Mm. And so we were just like, let's just meet somewhere in the middle. We both wanted to get out of there. And so I was like, all right. And then blah, blah. He tried to give me 5, and I was like, no, at least 6. And then he's like, you're leaving me with no money. I'm like, why are you making me feel guilty about this? You're the one that hit me, you know? And he was a young, kind of young kid, I guess. And it was his company and his dad's company from Jacksonville. And so he shows me his bank statement, after he went in, it said $3. And so there was a $5 in what he gave me. And I was like, well, you can take the 5 back and have lunch. And he was like, no, you can keep it. He was like, I really hope that this is extra money. You can actually use it on your trip.
Yeah.
And then when I went to the auto body, I'm like, use it on my trip. I was like, bitch, you ripped me off. But I learned now, go through your insurance. He seemed inconvenienced by the insurance, and it just seemed easier. I thought I was being smart by going to the auto body places, and getting quotes. But I think what he did is that they duped me. When they were talking to one of them, I didn't go in the office with them. I was standing by our cars, and he probably told them to say it was a low number.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
But probably. Yeah, so that was a fun way to start my vacation. And then here comes the big thing. And then I'm driving to my friend's house, and I get a call from my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, my dad has never listened to the show.
Yeah.
And I've never let him listen to it. I've told him about it, and I've said, you probably don't want to hear it. So he was like, send me a link, because I at least want to see the pictures and read about it. And I was like, okay. So dad calls me, and we're talking, and he was like, so Sherry. And I was like, yeah. He goes, so that was quite a big tip you lost at work. And I was like, what? And he was like, that was quite a big tip you lost at work. And I'm like, all you hear is me go, you listened, didn't you, to the show? And he was like, yes, Sherry, yes, I did. And he was like, and I found out some things about my daughter that I probably never needed to know.
Well, you warned him.
Well, I did warn him. Yeah. And we started talking, and he wasn't, like, being angry at me, but he was like, I'm really worried about you, Sherry. He was like, you know, I don't want bad things to happen to you. I'm like, Dad, I'm fine. Remember, first of all, it's radio, it's entertainment. You know, you tell stories, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, but stop thinking, think outside the box. Like, you listen to Howard Stern, Andrew Dice Clay, all these people. I was like, you got to admit, it was a little funny. Yeah. You're not like talking about your daughter here. And he was like, no. He's like, it's funny. It's definitely funny. And then he starts talking about all these different shows that we've done. And I said, Dad, if you're disgusted by the show, because he told me, he was like, I listened to it. He's like, I'm at my computer and I'm yelling, Sherry, oh God, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say that. And I said, Dad, if you're so disgusted by the show, why do you keep listening to it? And he was like, well, because it's addictive. You guys are so damn funny. And I said, thank you, Dad. That's all I need to hear. And he was like, no, you guys are doing a really great job. He was like, I just keep trying to say that's not my daughter. And he was like, and your uncles listened? He's like, we listened together. And I'm like, okay, now I'm really grossed out. But now it's all, you know, cat's out of the bag. His daughter's a whore, and that's all there is to it. No, I swear he thought that I was like a virgin.
Really?
Yeah. Even though, you know, I was, but, you know.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, but it was cute. He was like, I just want you to be careful. And I said, Dad, the only thing you asked me to do when I started the show was just not cross over into porn. And I said, and I haven't. Just because I talk about it, I'm not partaking in it.
Well, that's funny, though.
Yeah. So, but I just thought it was really funny that he's listened to a lot of our shows now. And he was like, it's funny. It's addicting. And I'm like, okay.
Good. Right, well, yeah. That's a compliment.
No, it definitely is. When your dad can listen to you say dirty things and still listen to the show, we must be all right.
I know. So. I still try to get my parents to listen, but they don't want to get into computers at all, you know?
Old school people it's don't. Like my parents don't even pay bills online. They still like send out every bill in the mail with a stamp.
Yeah.
I'm like, who does that anymore? Do stamps even exist? Everything is done on computer. No one writes letters anymore. Yeah. Everybody sends e-cards.
Yeah, exactly, you know?
Like, I'm surprised.
The world has changed, you know? They don't understand that.
Yeah.
It's like when I call them on the phone, it costs me pennies, right? But they're still like, okay, so we'll long talk distance. To you later, yeah? Let's not waste too many minutes. I mean, this is like 50 years ago that it cost $10 a minute, you know?
I don't want to use my long distance. I'm like, it's all the same. It's all free.
Yeah, so, you know, when I called him back after I got back, I told my dad, I said, do you realize you're doing this, you know? He said, yeah, let me give you over to mom now.
So cute. Do you guys talk in English?
No, in Hebrew.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you say something in Hebrew?
How do I say something in Hebrew?
I don't know why I said that. I just want to hear you have a conversation with your parents.
Something like that. But let me tell you, the food, man, that's one thing. You know, have you eaten like Israeli food, like Middle Eastern, like falafel and...
Yeah, I mean, some of it. Yeah. I mean, when I was in London, you know, I was not really into it because they had the shawarma and all that kind of stuff. But now I would be so much more into it.
Yeah.
Like falafels and stuff.
That's
tried.
All I would have is falafel and shawarma. You know?
And how do you say shawarma?
Shawarma.
Oh, I always say shawarma.
Yeah. It's like, it's sort of like those Euros sandwiches, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. stuff. It's like it rotates.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I used to see him in London all the time, and I think I told you that we used that story one day when I skipped class. We said that we got food poisoning on. We were like, what's the most outward food here that like we would get sick from? We're like, shawarma. We told the professor, oh, the food sickness from lamb shawarma. So that's the only time, like, it's the first time I, like, learned about it.
Yeah.
But that's what you ate a lot of?
Yeah. And then when you go into restaurants and stuff to eat, like lamb and, mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff, they bring out all these salads, you know, like first. And it's not just like a lettuce salad, you know. I mean, it's like eggplant and all this and that and that. And so when we were in Nazareth, I went with my friend, and we went to one of those Arabic restaurants, you know. There's a lot of them there.
Uh-huh.
And so we go in, and they bring out all these salads and everything. It's like, how are you going to eat it all? You know, and we're only two people.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get the main course and stuff, and you barely have any room left to eat. And then they bring us a bill of fucking like $100. No, this is no fancy restaurant, you know? $100 for two people.
What the hell did you eat?
That's what I'm saying, you know?
What's the money exchange there?
It's like four shekel to a dollar.
Oh, okay, so our money's worth more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, right?
Only there. You go to Europe, it ain't worth shit, man. I'm telling you.
See, but you were like rich in Israel then.
Yeah. Well, no, not really. I mean.
Well, because their food costs $100.
Yeah, but the prices are high. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it ends up. But yeah, they take advantage of tourists that way, you know.
I mean, they didn't think you were tourists, did they?
No, but those are their prices.
Oh, because you were
just,
in that area,
we didn't
right?
know. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you were living there, like, did you go and do all these like touristy type things? Like, had you ever been to Nazareth?
I've been, yeah, but I mean, you gotta remember when I left, I was 16, so it was still like school trips.
Yeah.
And you know.
Didn't you find it different then? Like, weren't you kind of intrigued by a lot of what you saw? Like now that you're older and you can appreciate it more.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, I've been there many times since then. So
but I didn't know if
like
you actually went and did these types of things.
You know, sometimes you do. You know, like we went to Jerusalem and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, which is like a whole thing. In itself, but
do they wear robes and sandals there?
The Arabs do, yeah.
Huh.
Some of them do, but most do not.
Yeah.
You know,
I just picture
like,
the parting of the
sea.
Thank you.
Do you think anything happened in the past 3,000 years?
No,
you think?
It's just a Ten Commandments movie that I think about, and that's how just I picture where you were. That's all I picture. And Moses is at the top of the mountain. And he's yelling at people.
That pretty much describes it.
And, you know, and the whole country is just really, like, that's why when I was actually shocked, like, when I saw your pictures of Tel Aviv, I'm like, oh, my God, it's a major city.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
That's why I put the pictures up.
My favorite picture was the Israeli
Jewish
pyramid. I was like, ah.
Yeah, that one was dedicated to you.
I know.
It was the pyramids.
So I was dying laughing when I read it. I was like, yay, there are pyramids. Not exactly what I pictured, but but it's all about your perception.
Yeah, there you go. But many high rises there and everything, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's it's a very modern country, mm-hmm. you know, it really is. And
you saw childhood friends, I saw.
Yeah, I saw some childhood friends.
Was that one of the mayor or something? Didn't you say somebody?
Yeah, he was like the right under the mayor of a major city there.
Was it cool to see him?
Yeah.
You guys hit it all.
It really was.
Yeah.
It really was cool. You know, I mean, to catch up on like 35 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and then there were a couple I was supposed to meet also, and it never really happened, you know. But then my childhood friend, yeah, like the first friend I ever had. I mean, we're like, you know, we can go years without talking, just like you were mentioning with Rebecca and
uh-huh.
stuff, you know, where you can go without seeing each other or talking, and then it's like you
no
never
time.
Parted,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yep. I love that.
Isn't it cool?
That's just like friendship is like timeless, like when it's a good friend, you know?
Right.
You just kind of pick up where you left off, you know?
Yeah.
Like when I saw Becky and stuff, Rebecca... The only thing that was different was her voice.
Yeah.
You know,
uh-huh.
like, you know, and we have a few more gray hairs and some wrinkles
yeah.
and stuff. But like, honestly, it was just like the, like, it's just like no time,
yeah.
you know? And, I'm going to see a bunch of other friends in a few months and stuff. We're all getting together, like same group and stuff, but new people all added to it, like our big drama group. Like,
oh,
yeah,
so
all
awesome.
Of us have just like started to get more in contact. And so I love Facebook
yeah.
for this reason. I'm like, I should have stock in Facebook. I should be their spokesperson because I could talk about it forever.
Yeah. Everyone seems to hang out there a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool. It lets you connect with people,
yeah.
you know, and especially people you haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, I feel bad for, like, my parents' generation. Of like, people, like, you just kind of lose contact with everybody, and you never, like, now it's, like, everybody's back, like, in high school again, and people, like, I saw a girl in New York. We met each other, and I think I told you, like, her and I were never friends in high school because she mm-hmm. was, like, the brooding artist, you know, all emo, and I was, like, the annoying, loud drama geek and, like,
right.
all that. But we became friends on Facebook. We actually, like, liked each other, and so we met up in Times Square, and she came and had drinks with me, and we had, like, the best time. Like,
wow.
she has kids and, you know, a husband and everything, and so it was her night out in the city. She lives in Jersey. And we were never friends in high school, but we just, like, hit it off. Like, we had been friends for years and had drinks and just had, like, the best time. It was really fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you saw a lot of people there.
I did. I
you
like
definitely were not alone
days.
There.
You know what's great about my vacation is that, you know, vacations go super fast. This
right.
was like perfect timing.
Yeah.
Like it was full days. It
wasn't too long, too short.
No. And it wasn't like I felt like I had to be here and there. Like everything was, it was just, I like vacationing by myself too.
Yeah.
Like even though I was with people, but what I love, like you were saying, oh, you like to be with someone. I like to go at my own schedule and do what
no,
I
absolutely.
Like to do, you know,
yeah.
for that reason alone. But, I have to say, and I'm going to keep saying it because I know John's listening, like he was the most amazing, best host and just like showed me the absolute best time.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and yeah, spoiled me rotten and made me realize I am a princess.
Ah.
So yeah, it was all really, 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 really cool. And then on another note, Pamela Beatty.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when she was here, and I don't know if you remember this, but she had said to me that I need to start, you know, I need to get angry about the things in my life. And I was like, I'm happy, I'm fine, leave me alone. Like, everything's
right.
all good.
Right.
About a week later, something came up, and I was like, ah! And I was like, oh my God, she did this to me. She put this out in the universe to me and stuff. And I realized, you know, because she was, you know, kind of psychic and like feeling all these things, and suddenly these things came up that I hadn't even been aware of that came up. And I just wanted to give a shout out and be like, you're brilliant, Pamela.
Yeah, definitely. Pamela wrote the book, Why Am I F'd Up,
yes,
right?
Which I've been using, I've been quoting her, like I quote Gandhi.
Really? Your new guru now.
Well, I told her and I let her know, like, because I haven't finished her book, but I was reading part of it on the plane and everything, and there's just some like brilliant things that she says in there that just like really resonate with me. And so I've put it on Twitter and I put it in all these things and I use and I quote her and everything. So, but yeah, she definitely said some stuff to me that I was just like, remember I said, I'm not closed off to it, but if, you know, if I'm supposed to like face certain things in my life, then I will, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And,
like you have a choice, right?
Right. But you know, yeah. You just kind of think you're at this place and I'm like, no, I've already dealt with my childhood and I've already dealt with all these things. And then something completely different came up, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was just like, all right, I guess that's what I'm supposed to be embracing. So I just thought that was kind of interesting. So it's been a very growing and learning couple of weeks.
Very good. Very good.
I've also learned that Twitter still sucks.
You
my
tried
little
it
experiment.
Again.
No, I've been trying to do it every day and I'm not really gaining anybody.
Nah.
But I only do like one update every couple of days.
No, it's not enough.
No, but I wanted to have like thousands of followers by now.
I'm sure.
Got like 35.
You gotta work hard at it.
I'm over it. I'm over working hard.
Yeah.
Over it.
All right. So you must have brought us a lot of stuff for sharing with Sherry, right?
Okay. Sure.
Sharing with Sherry. Sharing with Sherry.
Why does Shay have to tell Sherry everything in your heart or something like that? I mean, this one's about you talking, not about someone else talking to you.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to have to change the wording a little bit.
I'll have her write a new song. Well, tell her what's in your heart because I want to have a talk show.
Okay.
My own, so my guests and stuff, like you're sharing with me.
Right.
It's a little of both.
I know, but that's not what you do here.
All right, Mr.
Okay.
Technical.
Yeah. Well, you should be flattered. At least I was paying attention to the lyrics.
Well, I'd
finally.
Be flattered if you said something nice instead of a complaint. Once again, ruin my Sherry moment. Jesus Christ. I actually missed that song.
Yeah.
I was going to listen to it this morning. And I was like, no, I'll just wait for the show so I can be excited by it again.
Yeah, there you go.
She ruined it.
All right, so share away.
Okay, so today is about sorry, snoring. Today is about making one little effort every day. Like I've had like friends recently that are a little overwhelmed by things that are happening in their life, and that whole like spiral downward effect. Like when one little thing happens in your life, then suddenly they start complaining about everything in their life, and then before you know it, more and more bad things are happening, and then you're so overwhelmed that you don't think you can change your life around.
Right.
And it's just about, honestly, like doing one little thing every day to move towards, you know, whatever it is that you want to get to. And for me, my personal example is I've been able to start hiking since we weren't on the show, you know, because early morning, I don't like to do it when it's sunny outside because it's too hot, and I don't like to sweat because I'm a Jew and I glisten. I don't know what that means, but my mom says we don't sweat, we glisten. So
Jews are supposed to sweat more than other people?
No, that's what I'm saying. We're princesses and we don't sweat. We glisten.
I see.
So
okay.
We don't like to sweat. We're too, like, you know, too princessy, too jaffy to do anything that requires any sort of effort. So, but the whole idea of like, oh, I got to take on this weight thing and go again. I've made this analogy before about going up the mountain and hiking and doing that one step at a time. Anyway, enough explaining. Let me read this. I always like to preface it because, I just want to say this. I have my ex, or whomever he is, I don't want, he is going through a divorce. And he is having issues with his, he just got fired from his job. And so like all these things. And we were talking the other day on the phone for like an hour. And he just starts thinking about like, oh, I got fired from my job. And oh, my divorce is now going through. And oh, I've never done this in my life and this in my life. And he was like, how am I ever going to change? And it just kept going and going and going and going. And I was like, whoa, stop. Like, seriously, like just one thing at a time. Like deal with one thing at a time. Write yourself one little thing every day, like one positive thing, like or step forward, one little action that you're going to take. And before you know it, all these little actions lead up to something major, you know?
Makes sense.
Right. And so I think that's more than anything my message for the day is that the times that you are feeling overwhelmed and things like seem like they're a lost cause and stuff, to just do one little small thing that will make a difference, you know, in your day.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Is that what you've been doing too?
Yes.
Good.
I mean, that's, you know, how I've gotten where I am in my life.
Uh-huh. Which is where exactly?
Again, here with you. I need to work harder. I don't think this is probably worded a lot better than what I just said, but it's kind of long and I think I'm overreading it now. But I have this girl at work too that she is going through like a really hard time right now. And you know, we were sitting there before work and she was like, ugh, and then work's going to be horrible today and then I'm going to get home and this is going to be, and I was just like, whoa, like so much negativity breeds negativity, you know, and instead of just like breathing and being like, okay, I'm going to get through this. Like it is just one thing, you know, and I actually had written myself a list like before I got on the show and I said, you know, before I started doing this, okay, what are you going to do today? Because I started looking at things like, how am I going to get to the spot where I want in my career? How am I going to become famous? How am I going to get a husband? How am I going to, like, do all these things?
Yeah.
And so I just wrote myself a list, and it was like a to-do list in the morning. And, like, the first thing was submit yourself for one audition. That was it, something so little like that. Get outside and take a five-minute walk. You know what I mean? Like, things that seem that they're actually, you know, you're capable of doing that don't seem overwhelming. And then every day you do it, and before you know it, things are done, and you're found your soulmate and you're, you know, at this great radio gig and you've got all these things going, you know.
Yeah. Before. Well, good for you. You see, that's the way to do it. One step at a time.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I need to remember that.
Well, because we all get bogged down with life and like things just pile on and they pile on. And sometimes you just got to like cut ties with things and just effing breathe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Did you have to remind me of this? Now I'm realizing all the things hanging over me. I was trying to forget.
Shut up. But you see, you just tackle one at a time, though. Yeah. Make a checklist and be like, okay, today I'm going to deal with this.
I hate checklists, though.
Okay, well, then just be miserable.
I'll make a mental one.
Okay. How about we hate hating? I hate that you hate.
Okay, so I get the message.
Here, right on your mirror. Today, I will not whine. Do you think that would work? No.
I try.
I have this other fantastic positive news story. Well, it's a positive news story for me, not for anybody else. Oprah Winfrey, as of 2011, is moving off of ABC CBS, and she's moving to her own network, the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I heard of
it. And right when I read that, all of a sudden, the bells go off in my head. And I was like, I've got 2 years because there is a time slot that is going to be waiting for me. I am not joking. I am putting this out there. I've always said that I'm going to take over Oprah's spot. And I knew that for years that she's going to be on air. So I wasn't exactly sure how I was going to do it. I just knew. Yeah. And maybe me taking over just means solely her television, you know, conglomerate, whatever it is, because she's going to be like on her cable network now, and everyone's still going to watch her and stuff like that, but there's going to be a new
opening. ABC is going to be looking for someone, and
here we are.
I know, sounds like a plan.
But it's only 2 years, and so I got to get working on this.
Yeah, there you go.
But honestly, like, it was one of those moments like I had in the beginning of the year when God told me, and he said, you're going to meet your husband this year. Right. And I just kind of knew it. Uh-huh. It wasn't like, I was like, oh my God. Like right when I read it, it was just, again, this calm, peaceful. I'm like, there it is. There's your opening. And I knew it.
There you go.
And what it did for me is that, you know, because I've been thinking about, I know what I want to do as far as my talk show goes, but a format and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it totally put it all together for me, like what exactly my show is going to be like and how I'm going to have a new format of television and stuff. Like I'm going to bring a whole new light to TV.
Well, you better put together a pilot and shop it around.
Dude, it's so being done.
Yeah.
Dude. So that's a positive news story for the day. Oprah's moving and Sherry's coming on in.
And God forbid you'll start like small and build up, right?
I am small.
You
want to
be Oprah already.
Here we are. No, it's all about building. It's all about building up.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not expecting to be Oprah. I'm expecting to be Sherry.
Right.
But
you want that kind of success, though.
Well, I want that kind of influence.
Yeah.
I mean, my desire is to inspire through entertainment.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's like, if we were to say, what is my motto or what is my thesis? To inspire through entertainment, you know?
I see.
Because no one wants to just listen to Sharing with Sherry and be all cheesy. Like, you also want to laugh, but you want to get lessons from everything.
I see.
And
okay.
You want to be entertained.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not going to tell my secret of my format just yet.
Okay.
Because I don't want someone to bite it.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want someone to steal it.
Right? Yeah, because it's so brilliant.
Well, you'll get there. I mean, if that's what you want to do, you'll get there.
Yeah, no doubt in my mind.
You know?
I'll bring you right along, Sam.
Yeah?
You'll be fetching my coffee
I'll
every day.
I'll be the engineer.
I mean, yeah, that too. So what else is going on with you?
Well, I think we'll take a short break.
Oh. All right, then.
That's what's going on with
you. Someone needs another $11 cigarette. Goodbye.
All right. Well, what am I looking for here? Okay, this.
Sam and Sherry are ready to take your phone calls. Dial 323-203-0815 to get on the air. Now, once again, here are your morning show hosts, Sam and Sherry.
See your sweet, sweet smile.
Talk Radio proliferates the internet. Two people have teamed up to save the world. It's Sam and Sherry in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
So you're all talked out?
Yeah.
Already?
I know.
It's only been an hour and a half.
Well, the coffee didn't do anything.
No.
I think I got problems.
Really? You tired again?
No, I'm not tired, but coffee just like makes my brain work.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what happened to me when I wasn't drinking coffee.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
I had no brain power.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, if you want to sleep, go on an airplane.
I sleep on the plane all the time.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah,
always.
Well, I try, you know, and I did get some good sleep in there. But I got to tell you, man, you sit in the plane for 14 hours. There's not much to do. After a while, you've watched all the movies. You've read all the books.
Did you get free movies at least?
Yeah.
See, that was amazing. That was my favorite part.
Mm-hmm.
Delta is amazing.
Yeah, like, I mean, in what way?
Delta's the best airline ever. Like, as far as every, like, cross-country trip, you get your own TV and your headrest, and it's normal price, just seats are bigger, and you get to watch all the movies for free.
Yeah.
And it's not like some transcontinental flight, like it's just an average flight.
Exactly.
You get great food, like there's like 20 new releases to watch and stuff. You get to play, you know, online trivia with the other people on the airplane, which I won.
Oh, I'm sure.
I was the only one playing. But at one point at the plane, the guy in the aisle, like on the same row as me, but over there was like playing because it tells you like what seat number and letter is playing on the airplane. And I kept looking over at him because he was like, and he knew it was me. And we both had our fingers like up to the thing, like to press it really fast, like the answer because you get more points. And every time I got an answer wrong, I felt so stupid. I had to like turn my head out the window.
Like, yeah, you didn't want him to know who you are.
Like saying like some, I forgot, it was some question that was like the dumbest answer I'd ever given, like in anything. Yeah. And I was so embarrassed. But anyway, so they have all these cool things on there.
Yeah.
But didn't you bring like a bunch of books on the airplane?
I did, but you know what? I couldn't get into any of them.
Wow, you never have a problem reading.
Yeah, no, I don't. But I got a new one now, the Stephen King new book.
Oh.
Oh, man, 1,100 fucking pages. You need like a handle to carry this thing.
Which is a personal assistant.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It looks like a brick, man.
Bigger than the Dan Brown book?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which I still
double
haven't
that.
Got.
Yeah. You haven't touched it yet.
I'm in the first paragraph, so I look at it and I'm overwhelmed. I'm like, it's all things that look, it's going to be a lot of details. And the thing is that I love Dan Brown's books, uh-huh. Like, but it just takes me a moment to get into them.
It
you
does.
Know?
It gets you to think quite a bit. But I got to tell you, on the airplanes, man, it's like, it's so cramped, you know? If you don't go like first class and stuff, it's just...
What'd you fly?
It's miserable. I flew United and then... El Al, and then Swiss coming back, which was the worst fucking airline. They're not nice.
Uh-huh.
They're not nice. I mean, and that's unusual for Swiss people.
Yeah, because they're neutral.
Wow. I'm going to give you that one.
Why? Because I knew something about a country?
Yeah,
not
something
always.
Like that.
They're not always dumb.
They're neutral.
Well, you wouldn't think they'd be mean. They might may not be nice, but they just have no opinion or no personality.
Yeah, but when you fly to Israel or back, you have all these really ultra-Orthodox people there, and all they do is fucking pray. You know? I mean, this guy
damn
was sitting
them
next
for wanting
to me.
That life better.
But I mean, focus on life, have some fun, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's all they read, you know? And this man was sitting next to me with this wild beard and everything, and he's got this whole package on him, and he refused to put it under the seat, right?
And they're like, I feel like, a little fearful of what was in that. Someone needs to check that package.
And so the flight attendants get irritated with him and shit, you know? And then that's all he does. He sits there and he reads and moves back and forth.
I'm glad his life is upsetting you. He's probably just happy like you are with your own book.
Yeah, I'm sure he's happy.
You're just
like,
your life sucks.
I know.
Stop rocking.
But they bring all these crying kids and everything there. I don't know. It's just not a pleasant experience. You know?
What did you want to sit next to? Like some porn stars?
Yeah, that would be nice. I never have a pretty woman sit next to me on a plane.
You just hit my nose. Well, I guess you haven't been on my flights.
I guess I haven't.
You know, I was so lucky that my flight wasn't booked, which is rare. Like, they're never not booked, you know?
Right.
And so we had the middle seat empty, and then there was this Indian old man in the aisle seat, and I had the window seat, and he's like, well, I'm not going to do an accent, because I'm obviously not very good at them. And she said my British sounded country, or like a cowboy.
Cowboy.
He was all excited that we had the middle seat, and the next thing I knew, he moved to another row. So on my way to New York, I had the whole entire row.
Yeah, that's nice.
So I got to like lay out and sprawl out, and it was super fun. But they were so great. I'm gonna just keep talking about Delta, because besides having to pay for stupid luggage like most airlines do now, they were so great, and the food was so good, and they give you just all these options, and the seats are bigger for my big butt. Like, it was a good time.
Really?
Well, I love flying. I always have since I was a little girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
so that's like an adventure to me.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I say it's not fun anymore, you know, simply because the planes, I mean, the flight from Israel to Zurich, they didn't even serve us fucking peanuts. Nothing.
What? Nothing? Not a thing.
A four-hour flight.
Not a thing.
Not a thing. Just, maybe a drink or something.
Yeah.
You know?
They didn't offer you peanuts or pretzels?
Nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, Delta was like biscotti cookies, peanuts, pretzels, sushi. No, we had that chef... name London, like one of these famous chefs or whatever that prepares the menu, and like you have like this whole menu to choose from.
Really?
Yeah, and it's like $7, which isn't crazy expensive, and you get this whole like gourmet meal.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. Delta.
Okay.
Fly the friendly skies.
I'll have to keep that in mind. Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool, and I there's something about flying that's always just so fun for me. Like I get writing done. I look out the window. I stare at the stars.
Except when there's turbulence, man. I mean, we went through a lot of that.
Yeah.
That scares the shit out of me.
Well,
man.
Well, that's because we have no control over it.
Yeah.
You know, we're not.
It's like an earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's like.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't make it stop. You know.
Well, you're like 30,000 feet up in the air and something's shaking.
I know, and it's really shaking.
Yeah.
I mean, these planes are huge.
My friend who is a flight attendant or a pilot, a friend of a friend, just says that turbulence is absolutely nothing, and it's like the least of your worries and stuff. Like, there's...
Yeah, well, that's
like,
what they say. But,
they
I mean,
about,
I remember a few months ago, there was some turbulence that people actually got hurt and shit.
Yeah,
you
well,
know?
That's when it's drastic.
Yeah.
We had that when I was flying from New York to Syracuse when I was in college. Oh, my God. I actually thought that I was going to die. I was, like, praying and crying and looking out the window, just crying and holding onto my seat because the plane was, like, dropping out of the sky.
Yeah.
And when you see the flight attendants get scared, like, two of them fell to the floor and they strapped themselves in and they were both holding hands. Like, when you see them and they don't look calm, you know you got to worry.
Yeah. Like, that's what I say.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And I got to my connection and I was like, I'm not getting on another airplane. Like, I'm not. And, you know, I was obviously not going to walk from New York to Florida. So I had to. But, yeah, it's...
Yeah,
that's scary.
I think the older you get also, I mean, I feel it, that you get scared of more things, you know, like heights and stuff, you know, roller coasters. I can't handle those. Yeah, people.
KFC. Life.
You know, but at the same time, you know, I mean, yeah, it was KFC and stuff, but they had Starbucks. They had, in London, they have Starbucks on every corner, just like here.
Well, we went to a burger here at McDonald's. I can't lie. Like, when I was 19, every country that we went into, we went to one fast food restaurant. So I said, like, in France, they had the Le Mac, Le Big Mac. They have, and it was called something different in every country. And we had to, like, go and see what it was like.
Yeah.
So we
Your
did
accents
did
just don't
I
cut
know.
It.
I know. Okay. First of all,
which reminds me, I saw Ratatouille on the plane. You know the one with the. You don't know the animated movie with
I just never saw
with
it.
The rat.
I don't know. I'm as an actress, I'm still really insulted that you just told me my accents suck.
No, okay. But I was thinking about it because it takes place in France.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's got a French accent.
That's not even French. I know, it's true. I remember how I told you as a singer I have a terrible ear?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Like, when I hear accents, the only one I could kind of do is British.
Yeah.
Even though the one before I did was pretty
awful. Yeah, it did sound like it.
No, but I fooled somebody. Like, they were asking for a British person to do some voiceover for their company, and they said they wanted an authentic English person, and I just called up and pretended, and they totally bought it. And
really?
I am their voice for standard English, not like Cockney or anything like that.
Yeah.
Cockney. just for standard English. It was totally like, thank you for calling American Airlines. In order to expedite your call, please.
I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, see, that's pretty good.
Well, that's when I take it seriously.
Yeah.
But yeah, but otherwise, like French and those other things, Irish.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, yeah, what can you do, mister?
I can do French.
Yes.
But of course.
That's always the one sentence you
course,
say.
Like a different.
Okay, that's not good either. Because I swear, you're like Pepe Le Pew. We've already had this conversation every time you do that. Ridiculous. All right.
Oh, man.
No, we're not taking another break.
No, but I was thinking, I mean, the thing that irritated me the most about Israel was the drivers.
Yeah.
And I didn't make a secret of it either. Because, you know, you drive there, you get into your car, and it's like going to war.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like, wow. After a while, you realize you have to anticipate everything they're going to do because everybody cuts you off.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And they
like
won't
no,
let
no
you get
signals,
through.
No, like, direct
no
flickers.
They don't give a shit about anything.
Yeah.
They're just like all over the place, you know? And it's, you know, and you come from America and you feel like it's extremely rude to drive like that, mm-hmm. and dangerous as well. They have a lot of, you know, accidents there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
I mean, are there signals, traffic signals and stuff? Are there stop
signs?
There are.
I mean, they've got freeways.
Uh-huh.
They've got everything. Yeah, they've got
camels.
Everything. Camels.
I'm still swearing.
Yeah, what is it with the camels in you?
This is just how I picture the Middle East, and that's it. I don't want to
well,
hear
that's
about...
why I took pictures.
I know. I don't want to believe
different.
Them. I don't want to hear about cars. I don't want to hear about, like, 2009. I just want it to be... PC. I was going to say how many years ago, but I don't even know what it is. So, and then you said that they also don't stop for pedestrians, which, by the way, California is like the only place that does it.
Really?
Yeah, because when I had been here for a while and I went to back to Florida, like people were trying to run me down the road. I'm like, hello, I'm a pedestrian, but we don't have the right of way.
Yeah.
You have to like actually wait for your
I know,
signs.
And it's scary. It really is, you know? I mean, because you don't know when they're going to hit you.
You're like playing Frogger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was like, you know, and but you know, you can't extrapolate on somebody just based on how they drive, you know,
right.
And I realize that,
mm-hmm.
you know. But nevertheless, it was like an extremely stressful experience every time I have to get into the
car.
Sorry.
What did you enjoy there?
Well, let me think about that.
I should have asked you to take this on your break. Come back with three things that you liked about your trip.
No, but we went to Jerusalem. That was a nice trip.
Yeah.
You know,
what's the weather like?
It was really nice. You know, the day I got there was like extremely stormy and stuff, which mm-hmm. I like, you
yeah.
know. But then the rest of it was just like we have here, sunny every day.
And dry?
Cool.
Or is it humid?
It is pretty humid there, uh-huh. but not in the winter as much.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Gotcha.
In the summer, you really don't want to go there, you know. Although it's uh-huh. fun going to the beaches and stuff
uh-huh.
there, you know. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And a lot of tourists.
Oh,
that,
you went to the Mediterranean beach, right?
Mediterranean, yeah.
Mediterranean.
Everything is there.
The Mediterranean beach, like it's Venice Beach. What beach are you going to? The Mediterranean beach.
They all are.
Right. I'm so dumb. They had the Empire State Building decorated. Well, not decorated, but they had it lit up for the Yankees,
uh-huh.
blue and white.
Oh, for the Yankees.
Mm-hmm. It was
and
a very
how was
exciting
that?
Time to be there.
Yeah.
I missed the parade.
Oh, you were
though.
There when they won?
Well, I was here when they won, but they did the parade on Friday, and I got in Friday night.
Uh-huh.
So I missed the parade.
Yeah.
But everyone was super excited, though. It was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone was like, just like in the spirit of the Yankees.
Yeah,
and,
I'm sure. And
yeah.
in New York, they know how to celebrate, too.
And I ate. Oh, my God. New York has the best food in the world. I made
it
sure
really
I had
does.
My pretzel.
Uh-huh.
I had my New York slice of pizza.
Uh-huh.
I had my New York bagel.
Uh-huh. The hot dogs.
I didn't have a hot dog
uh-huh.
Because every time we walk by, John has this OCD with cleanliness.
Yeah.
And so he uses like Purell on everything. So we're like standing on the subway and he's like holding, you know, the poles like with a sleeve and stuff. And like
yeah.
by the time I was leaving, I didn't want to touch anything either. So we would walk by the hot dogs. He'd be like, you want a dirty water hot dog? And I'm like, thanks for the visuals. And suddenly I was just like, he's like, don't you smell that? Don't you this? I'm like, Jesus, no, everything's perfect here. What are you
yeah.
talking about? So I never had the hot dog. But
yeah.
But in the Knish, I was going to have my last day, but I was so full because we had some pizza that I was just like, okay, I probably don't need that. But the food, oh, we went to the best sushi restaurant. Like
mm-hmm.
it was in Hell's Kitchen, which is like the very trendy place these days. And
right.
okay, usually when I go to a sushi place here, though, I order sake and hot sake, and it's $10 or something maybe, or they at least ask you. We were like bottle of sake. It was $25 a bottle.
Oh
and I
my
think
because
we didn't, I guess they have different ones, but of course we didn't specify what it was. So they gave us the highest priced ones. The check came and I was like, here you are.
Oh God.
It was crazy. But the food and it's just, It's the best. Yeah. How many times have you been there?
I've been in New York several times.
Yeah.
Last time was probably 2 years ago over the holidays, and that was fun.
The best time, yeah. We went to Rockefeller Center.
Yeah, I saw the pictures, like the usual stuff.
Yeah,
right?
But it's still exciting,
though.
It
still is, yeah.
And you know what? There wasn't, I think because everyone's going to go over Thanksgiving, the city wasn't that crowded.
Mm.
So it was a really nice time to be there, you
know?
Because it wasn't like crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I could just do it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, move there then. I mean, if you feel more in your element when you're there, that's what you should do.
Yeah, I am going to get back there eventually. But you, when you kind of feel like you're in the right place in your life, like I feel like doors are opening up here right now. And
right.
I think that when it's clear for me to move back, I will. You know,
yeah.
I think it's just a place that I'm going to visit a few times
exactly,
a year.
Yeah, just visit it. I mean,
oh, no. I'm already, like, my friends already, like, want to go back in February and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
I would want to, like, ready and raring to go back.
Yeah, plus if you move back there, you'd start seeing irritating things
That's
as
what,
well.
No, absolutely. Right? Like, we went down to the subway and, like, I'm, like, in a scarf and a jacket and things and I'm down there. I'm like, oh, God, it's
so
hot down here.
Hot. I know.
You know, or you're sitting on the train and they're like, we've got to stop temporarily because the police, and then you can sit on the train for an hour, like waiting for it to move and stuff. And then I was just comparing that to, well, that's like sitting in LA traffic, you know,
yeah.
It doesn't happen all the time. So, I mean, there's definitely some things that are not great. So, and you have to remember when you're on vacation, everything's perfect. You're
exactly.
not working, you're doing
exactly.
so. I kept
Except for me. I can manage to still get irritated.
We know. So I kept checking myself, you know, with the small things. But so I reminded myself, though, Cher, if you lived here, you'd be working, so it wouldn't be as exciting.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm very
And the
very
people
happy
would get in your way rather than just being fun, being around them and stuff.
Oh, I like. I always like them there, though.
Yeah.
Seriously, I just want to hang out by firefighters, like firehouses. I walked by one. And because I think they're so beautiful, mm-hmm. I think that they know that I feel that way, that when I walked by, I was so shy, I put my head down, like, I'm not going to look at them. And my heart started, like, beating so fast. There's just something so sexy about, like, New Yorkers and, like, Italians. And, by the way, like, three different places that I went, three different people started speaking to me in Italian.
Really?
Everyone thinks that I am, and I'm like, I got to be Italian.
Yeah.
It's got to be in me.
Maybe there's something there, yeah.
I think so. Or there should be.
Yeah.
In me.
That's funny. People start talking to you in
mm-hmm.
Italian.
Oh, yeah. I get that all the time. What are you, Italian? What are you, Italian? Yeah.
Really? So Italians that live in New York speak to each other in Italian quite
well,
a bit?
I mean, not the New York Italian so much, but I mean, like, we were, you know, down, like, and it's in, like, Italian restaurants when I went in, like, you know,
right.
like, or, like, little old people and stuff that are first-generation Italians and
right,
stuff like
right.
that.
Yeah.
Or even in, like, in the pizza places, too. Like, you see some of them, like, old school, like, are in the back talking to them, like, ah, capisce. It's my good accent again.
There you go.
Buongiorno. Principessa. That was pretty good, huh?
Yeah, but they have great Italian food there. I know we went in the village, and they've got that Little Italy there, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, Little Italy is amazing. Yeah. I didn't get to go this time, but, yeah.
Did you go on Canal Street and buy some garbage?
Funny, the one part of New York that I can get lost on all the time is down in the village because it's not numbers. It's all just street names, Bleecker, you know, and Washington Place and this, and so... And I remember, and I used to go down there all the time, but I used to use the World Trade Center, the Twin Towers, as my map and guide of downtown, because you could always just, like, look and see where they were, and then you would kind of know where
That's
you were
true.
At.
Yeah.
And it's so strange, because they're not there anymore. So for me to know the difference between uptown and downtown, like, I have to look at the Empire State Building, which is in the 30s, and depending on where I'm standing. So I would get out of the train, and I had 2.5 hours, like, to kill before I was meeting up with Tommy. And so I was like, I'm going to shop in the village and do all these things. And I kept trying to find friggin' St. Mark's Place, which is like all this stuff. And I just kept walking in circles and I was in heels that were like killing me. And I'm like, and then I asked like this little Asian lady and she gives me directions and she sent me the wrong way. I'm like, I can't believe I'm lost in like a 3-block radius. I can't get to this damn street that I need to. But in New York, you never have a bad time. Like every place that I found along the way was just as exciting and fun.
That's
you know?
True. That's
so
true.
So Every little area, if you've never been to New York, is just so different and so everything is just so exciting.
Yeah.
I took so many pictures.
It's a small place, but there's a lot going on there.
And lots of personality, you know, all that kind of stuff. I found this great, like, spiritual Buddhist shop and stuff, and I went in there and I...
Why am I not surprised you found it?
I think it found me.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But yeah, and I mean, I stayed out in Queens. I didn't stay in the city, which I would love to stay in the city, but like the train ride was like 20-25 minutes.
Mm.
And then John spoiled me in the fact that like at night I was just like, oh, train. And so we would take cabs back like that. I think I spent
the princess can't be bothered with the subway.
I think I spent all his money. He's probably like, please go home now. Yeah.
You see, it's cool being a woman. You know, you have people paying for you.
Yeah, but I never allowed that to happen or did that. You know, like now.
But that's okay. He probably wanted to anyway.
Well,
you know,
no, so, he does. He wouldn't let me. I mean, I tried to do everything. He wouldn't let me. Yeah. Okay, I'm not gonna. This is personal. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Everything. I'm just surrounded by such great, fantastic people. And I remember you saying to me, you're like, you're gonna have like this and that after the show after a while, and like just meeting beautiful, amazing people ever since, you know. So it's kind of awesome. It's kind of awesome.
What about this and that now? About the people?
Huh?
Did I said something? You said something. You're gonna have this and that.
Oh, you were saying about you're gonna have like a lineup of men. Remember we were talking about like stuff like that.
Yeah,
and people
to
choose. And I have like lately like people in my life that are expressing like feelings towards me, like, you know, and like amazing people.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of like, you know, blown away by this. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm a little overwhelmed.
Yeah. You see, you gotta manifest it, right?
Well, Pamela says my soulmate's near, so.
What's that now?
Pamela said my soulmate is just, you know, is very near.
Yeah, and you found it in New York.
I did.
How pathetic.
Shut it. Shut it. Shut it. Shut it.
So what's happened while we were gone? I mean, was there any big news you can think about?
Oh, in the world?
In the world.
Well, I mean, I guess there was that Fort Hood stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that was terrible. I don't really want to talk about that.
Good, because I didn't really pay much attention to it.
Yeah, but it really irritated me. You know, I mean, I don't want to get into religion again. But
good, because I don't have much to say on the subject. Except, why don't we all love each other and get along?
Yeah, exactly.
Which gets old after a while. Who wants to hear that?
Yeah, you try to say that to the Arabs that want to kill you every time you pass by there, you know?
They don't want to kill me. They just want to have sex.
Yeah. Not you, yeah. We're walking like in those alleys, and they have those merchants everywhere, you know, and they try to get you into their stores and stuff. And this guy goes, you know, in his Arabic accent, he says, why don't you come in here and spend your money in here, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of awkward. I mean, you might say, I have nice merchandise, but spend your money here. So I told him, I said, I don't have any money to spend. He says, I don't believe you.
Well, you're in Israel. Doesn't everyone have money? Yeah,
exactly. Well,
hello. I wouldn't believe you either.
No, but I mean, who would say that, you know?
Them. I mean, when I was in New York and, like, you're walking down, like, in Restaurant Row and stuff, like, everyone's, like, trying to pull you into their restaurant and, like, deal. And, like, it was kind of like spend your money here. It was, like, the same thing because they're all just competing with each other
for
your money, you know? And
yeah.
just walking and even the homeless people are competing with you. Like, they're mine, they're mine. And here I am, like, trying to pretend like I don't have money and I'm carrying around, you know, bags and this and that and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, they, like, seriously, like, trying to fight for your money.
Yeah.
I like that, though. Spend your money here.
Yeah.
Well, at least they're blunt and they're honest.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
They don't beat around the bush at all.
They're manifesting. They're going to spend their money here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then I went to the Western Wall. You know what that is?
Mm-mm.
Okay. That's like the remaining wall from the Second Temple in Jerusalem. Okay, so it was like destroyed a long time ago.
Okay.
And this is what remains. By Nebuchadnezzar.
I heard of
By
him.
The Babylonians.
Okay.
Okay. And so I went there, and it's like the it's like a very like holy place for all the religions.
Okay.
So people go there and you pray and you stick like notes in between the stones and stuff like that, you know, like prayers and all that stuff. And
was that with the pretty wall and everything that I saw the pictures of?
No, that's not the pretty wall. It's just like a huge like wall. You
okay. Well, no, because you went to a place that had
bricks.
Like beautiful wall that you were taking pictures of.
Yeah, that
like
was
that.
Like that church in Nazareth with Mary's Well.
Gotcha.
Whatever Mary's Well is.
I was reading that. I'm like, should I know what Mary's Well is? I thought she died.
Everybody died.
Well, it depends on what form
in
you're speaking
In the end,
of.
They all died. But that's just so much history there.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You know, you go to Jerusalem and there's really a lot to do.
But that's what's so cool about, like, I think that's what America is lacking is, except like when you go like to Boston, like to New England, like it's just the history.
Right.
You know,
right.
like when I was looking at, even in New York, when you see the churches and stuff like that and the things that are so old, like that's what I feel like, you know, when I was looking at your pictures of Israel, I'm like, we have nothing really like that in our country where things are, you know, or my friend when she went to Rome and you were just like looking at all of these, you know.
Yeah, really ancient stuff.
You know, ruins and all that kind of stuff. stuff, I'm just like, wow, like, that must be, like, amazing to, like, be part of.
Yeah, you know? It is, you know. And we wanted to go through the tunnels. They have, like, tunnels there and stuff. But mm-hmm. then you had to, like, reserve it in advance and all that stuff. But mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, it's really, like, a lot of history.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you stand there and you feel that, shit, you know, people were here, like, 3,000 years ago mm-hmm. building this yeah. thing, you know.
Jesus, right?
Jesus didn't build anything.
No, I just meant he was there. He didn't build anything. Here I am sounding ignorant about things again. Sorry, Aaron. I'm not supposed to talk about the Bible.
All right. I think we talked enough shit for one day.
Good. Huh? I already embarrassed myself enough for the day.
Well, it definitely feels great being back.
Me too.
Huh?
Yeah.
I kind of forgot almost how to put on a show. You know?
Our listeners are probably thinking, yeah, as they listen to us today. But like, they'll get back in the groove.
Yeah, eventually, right?
No, it was definitely, like I said, it felt like after New Year's. Yeah. It was a brand new start.
I know. And then we have the holidays coming up soon mm-hmm. anyway.
Are you doing anything for the holidays?
I don't know. I mean, I'd love to be in New York over the holidays.
Me too.
Yeah. Isn't that like...
Let's manifest
it. Did they start decorating already for the holidays?
They started like down by the Macy's area. Like, I mean, the right. light, there's lights on trees and stuff like that.
Right,
but they didn't
right.
put up...
on the buildings.
Yeah, and like... pretty like yeah. Fifth Avenue and Madison Avenue uh-huh. and stuff, like the just the white lights and the trees are just right. yeah, it's getting so pretty, but they hadn't put up the tree yet, the actual tree in Rockefeller Center, but it's all starting now though.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything for Thanksgiving? Like, does your family do like a big thing or
not really? I don't have that much family here,
all
you
right,
know
that's
I mean
true.
Yeah, you gotta remember that
true,
so
true.
But we'll probably get together with some family
yeah.
and friends for sure. Yeah,
my friends always, we do a potluck every year because none of us have
that's
family
out here.
That's
a good way to
here.
Do it yeah. yeah,
none of us have family, so we all bring something, and I'm not a cook, so I'm like the dessert girl and like the chips and dip, like the things that don't require cooking. I'm like, I'll take that one. So there's probably about like five of us, and we always have like a really nice Thanksgiving
that
together.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get off from work, which is exciting, which work has been really busy. Thank you for
really?
Yeah, it's been really nice to come back, and like everybody's dining out. And this guy yesterday bought like a $300 bottle of wine.
Wow.
I was so scared to open it. I'm like, I'm going to break the cork. I'm going to spill it all over them. And I'm like, it's just wine, Sherry.
Yeah.
Just
Can
wine.
You imagine people spending that kind of money?
They wow. were. I mean, I had two people spent $600.
Wow.
I'm like, just like nothing. They didn't Jeez. Even like look at the bill and they just signed it. I'm like,
really?
It must be nice. I'm like, at least someone's like
you,
thriving in this economy.
Yeah, we're in the wrong business. All right, everyone. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank
Sherry,
you.
Thank
yes.
you for joining us, for being here for us.
You're welcome anytime. That's why I was born.
Yeah, there you go. And we're going to come back with more stories and everything else tomorrow, so stay with us.
Have been listening to Sam and Sherry in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question or comment for the show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Sherry in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.